It's Monday, the 1st of June, day 72. If you want to know what goes on inside 10 Downing Street at the moment, then the Sunday Times political editor, Tim Shipman, is your man. He is, you may recall, the guy who wrote the definitive journalistic account of the Brexit fiasco. And so it was to Tim that I turned yesterday morning to find out what had happened as a result of Dominic Cummings going AWOL to Durham and the preposterous lawyer-composed witness statement he was made to give in the Downing Street Rose Garden. In this, Cummings was entirely unrepentant and also made the fabricated claim that he had been prescient about COVID on his blog in March 2019, when in fact he had retrospectively added some material to that effect when he returned from his sojourn in Durham. The conventional wisdom about the fiasco, says Shipman, has it that Johnson did not recognise what his aide had done wrong, was unconcerned about his behaviour, and did not realise the depth of public disquiet about his support for Cummings. But he then goes on to say that, quotes, conversations with more than a dozen ministers, officials, aides and allies of the Prime Minister make it clear that in every respect this is wrong. Johnson was personally furious and knew he was taking a huge risk, unquote. Nevertheless, he took it and is now paying the price in the form of collapsing approval ratings for the way he's managing the virus crisis. For me, what's most interesting about the farce is this. If you're the Prime Minister and you're ill and your Chief of Staff goes AWOL without telling you, what would you do? The answer is that you'd fire him on the spot. That this has not happened speaks volumes about Johnson's need for Cummings. And it's what led to the two-page spread of Shipman's coverage of the story being dominated by a huge image of Cummings as the puppeteer, pulling the strings, with Johnson as the puppet. And this in a Tory-supporting newspaper. The other interesting aspect of the coverage was the clear intimations that Johnson isn't enjoying being Prime Minister very much. Personally, I'm not surprised. He didn't get where he is today by doing any work, and now this bloody virus means he has to be on the job all the time. These stories about Boris being fed up with the job are all true, a Whitehall source told Shipman. I can believe that. The thing about Johnson is that he famously wanted to become Prime Minister, and I'm sure he would love the idea of having been Prime Minister. It's just the bit in between that he finds hard. I know just how he feels. Way back in the early days of the web, I built a personal website, which seemed a pompous and self-indulgent thing to do back then. Such websites invariably had a page of FAQs, frequently asked questions. I thought this was a bit presumptuous, and so I borrowed an idea from Andy Tannenbaum's personal site. Occasionally asked questions, OAQs. One of the questions on my site was, "Do you enjoy writing?" And the answer is, "I enjoy having written."